Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. As usual, as much variety as we can squeeze in, starting with, well, Jubilation. The Junior Mance Trio, Mance Piano, Ray Brown Bass and Lex Humphreys Drums, New York, April 59. Oddly, this studio recording is on a B-side album called Live at Montreux, 1970. 7 of the 11 songs are from the Montreux concert, and B-side added the original studio recordings of 4 of the songs that were in the live set. Jubilation, a Junior Mance compo, being one of them. The original studio trio recording, I should have said, as the very first recording of Jubilation was on a Cannonball Adderley quintet LP in 58 when Mance was still in that band. Next, Back Home. Thank you. Back Home, the title song of a Rudy Van Gelder March 86 recorded Crisscross LP, but we've just heard the alternate take of that song, which is included in the Crisscross CD reissue of that same name. It is, of course, the same playlist as the original LP, plus four alternate takes. Back Home is a Lenny Tristano compo. The leader on this album is tenor man Warren Marsh, who was tutored by Tristano, as was the second tenor man here, Jimmy Halperin. And backing up that front line, it's a serious rhythm section. The coach, Barry Harris, piano, David Williams, bass, and Albert Tootie Heath, drums. An Ornette Coleman song is next, given a fantastic bluesy treatment. brilliant. I love the piano playing of Orrin Evans, and this Jan 2013 Crisscross album is really crammed with gems. There's an achingly slow version of Hoagy Carmichael's Rocking Chair, for instance, Another Week, perhaps. Eric Revis gave us that intense bass line to create that funky groove. Ornette Coleman's version of this song, Blues Connotation, was pianoless, so Orrin Evans has free rein. Four of the 10 songs on this album feature two bassists, so yes, a really funky groove. And I mustn't forget Donald Edwards' drums. Here's a new name for our show. And that song is from the debut album of an amazing talent, Camilla George. She now has two albums to her name. This 2016 recording for Ubuntu Records is called Isang. The Nigerian-born but now London-based tenor player was formerly, in the award-winning group Jazz Jamaica. Yep, I couldn't quite see the link either. And she's also featured at this year's London Jazz Festival. Sarah Tandy is on piano, another up-and-coming talent. Daniel Casimir bass, Femi Coloso drums. The song we've just heard, Song for Reds, was written by Camilla and dedicated to her father Byron, also known as Reds. No, don't get that connection either. But Camilla George is certainly a name to watch out for. It's vocal time.
My little brown bull with a silver binding, how it keeps reminding of a memory that's haunting me. In some quiet note, I go through its pages. Of the love that failed, never become true on this page is the day of that fateful night at eight when we found. Nothing more, just a dark and futile door that shuts out the stars above. My little brown moon, since we're apart, now this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you. Is all.
The great soul singer Aretha Franklin died 3 months ago. We didn't feature her then, as the mainstream TV and newspapers all went to town on her, her career, her music, her life, everything. So just a quiet moment now to reflect on her singing, sometimes quite jazzy. Here in October 63, she's singing Billy Strayhorn's song by Little Brown Book. Aretha on piano, of course, but sorry, don't know the names of the other musos. I've got that on a compilation album on Columbia, The Great American Songbook by Aretha Franklin. It's big band time.
We'll be right back.
the Stan Kenton Orchestra, live at the Surf Club at Stanford University, Palo Alto, California, May 55. It's a dance, perhaps an energetic dance, as several times Kenton, between songs, asks for a doctor, sometimes two doctors, to go to someone's aid. That was Walking Shoes, a song written and arranged by Jerry Mulligan. This is a 19-piece big band. The soloists on Walking Shoes were Kent Larson, trombone, Dave Van Kryte, tenor, Charlie Mariano, alto, and Stu Williamson, trumpet. Oh, if it's the Hammond B3 you want. Dear, that was appalling quality. Apologies. It sounded fine when I heard it earlier. Ooh. So I had to whip it off. It was Ray Charles's classic I Got a Woman, covered by every rocker and retro rocker, and now by Joey DeFrancesco on this June 2011 Phoenix, Arizona recorded High Note album called 40. I have to assume every other copy of this album is in tip-top condition. Mine, for some reason, isn't. Joey plays two organs, not simultaneously, but he mixes it between his old Hammond B3 and his Pneumo. Rick Zuniger was on guitar, Ramon Bander drums and percussion. Yes, I did shorten that song a lot due to that awful quality. It's a shame. Great song. Quick, next one, please. Thank you. That's better. The combo of baritone and alto has been well recorded, notably that fabulous album of Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond together, a real contender for our Desert Island discs. This British version is excellent, if not in quite the Mulligan-Desmond stratosphere. What else could be, after all? Chris Biscoe, baritone, Alison Neal, alto, Jeremy Brown, bass, Stu Butterfield, drums. Recorded at the Fish Factory in London, October 2015. The album is called Then and Now, and we heard Chris Biscoe's compo, Rest Easy. Yes, we have heard Take the A-Train millions of times, but like this? I've always been a big fan of bassist Richard Davis, vastly underrated muso. He's played with all of the big names and run his own band throughout that time. Incidentally, he also worked with symphony orchestras under no less than Stravinsky and Leonard Bernstein on Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train, recorded in New York City, May 77. Those of you listening intently would have spotted, heard might be a better word, heard a second bassist, Bill Lee, James Spaulding, alto, Marvin Hannibal Peterson, trumpet, Ted Dunbar, guitar, Consuela Moore, piano, Billy Hart, drums. And, as you well know, A-Train was the theme song for a certain large band. Thank you. 1951, the Duke Ellington Band was being prematurely written off by some critics. Johnny Hodges, Lawrence Brown and Sonny Greer had left the band earlier in that year. But by the end of that year, and we're talking about December 51 here, the band was getting its mojo back. Willie Smith was in for Hodges, Britt Woodman for Brown and Louis Belson for Greer. And of course, all the other big names were still there. We heard Bensonality, named after Al Benson, the Chicago DJ, although the song is sometimes confusingly known as The Bend, and occasionally, to confuse us even more, Alavantin. Roy Hargrove on flugelhorn now. That was the Thelonious Monk compo I Mean You, recorded November 2005 in Germany for Double Moon Records. The leader is the German pianist and a new name to us, Anke Helfrich. She studied in Holland as well as New York. This album, called Better Times Ahead, is largely a piano-based drums trio, but with Roy Hargrove added on a few of the songs, either trumpet or flugelhorn. Flugelhorn in this case. Roy fitted this recording session in whilst on tour in Germany. That was a considerably faster version of I Mean You compared to Monk's 1948 original. Martin Jakunowski, bass. Dejan Tursik, drums and percussion. I'll feature Anka's piano playing for you another week. Stanley Turrentine's here. Tenorman Stanley Turrentine at his mellowest, 77 in LA for Trip Records. The LP is called Yes to Me, Yes to You, Yesterday, but we heard the Barry Mann Cynthia Vile song, Brown Eyed Woman. Yes, a bit commercial, certainly, but that was the era after all. Al Vescovo and Freddie Robinson guitars, Joan Crowler piano, Wilton Felder bass, Paul Humphrey drums, King Erickson conga, and strangely, Victor Feldman percussion. I guess Feldman just happened to be in a nearby studio and popped in and was put to work. Here's one of Ellington's loveliest songs. Thank you. For some odd reason, Dancers in Love is never really seen as one of Ellington's standards, but it's a truly lovely song, written in 1944 and often played as a solo piano piece by the Duke. Here, it's the Stanley Cowell Trio in New York, June 99. Cowell piano, Taras Mateen bass, Nasheet Waits drums. And it's the title song of this Venus album. And it's already close to the end of the show, but time for one more. And it's the Charlie Parker compo, Billy's Bounce, recorded in Milan in June 94. The album is called Just Friends, and it really is just that. It's just two chums together, altoist Phil Woods and pianist Renato Celani. But on Billy's Bounce, they are joined by Celani's regular bassist, Massimo Morricone. And that's it. An album of standards. Simple. Enjoy.
Thank you.
As always, I hope you've enjoyed the selections and that you've forgiven me for that awful Joey DeFrancesco crackly song earlier. And equally hope, of course, that you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.